prayers in, bro, and then we'll get rolling.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the unity that resides here. We thank you for the love and the peace that resides here. We pray, God, that you will speak through us today that will help somebody else through their trouble or their trial or even in that thought process. And it is so. And so shall it be. Amen, amen, amen again.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, yeah. So last time we were here, we were talking about parenting. And there's a lot of meat on that bone. I feel like we covered a lot last time. But I want to say, yeah, there's still more to cover. But I did have one question I wanted to kind of kick things off with. And that is, you know, when it comes to parenting, and this is a tough one, y'all. So we have to think on it together, honestly. How do we define good parenting versus bad parenting? How do we define that? Because I know that the definition can be broad on both sides, but if we can kind of sort of narrow it down, and then we'll narrow it down even more because we'll come from a kingdom perspective. But just in general, what can we say? Okay, let's define good parenting first. What can we say good parenting looks like? Definitely. Go ahead. Yeah, something. Yeah.
Good parenting versus bad parenting.
Yeah. Let's define good parenting first. What's good parenting? Everybody should have a lot of stuff to say because I think we all good parents here. So what?
I'll just be winging it. No, I'm just
be winging it. So winging it is good. That's the mark of a good parent. Oh, winging it. No. Nah, we
bored it. Yeah, I mean, but it is some things. I don't think about the issue.
But
right?
That's right. But you know, that's because it's your heart to do right by your child. So right. I think one of the things we could say off gate is to do right by your child.
Love, nurture your child.
There you go. Yes. Love, loving, nurturing. Right. There we go. Yeah. Now we're getting there. What's some other characteristics of
teaching them right from wrong? But what is right from
okay,
wrong?
Okay. Well, we're gonna get there. But in general sense, teaching them right from wrong.
A big one in like certain communities is being emotionally available.
Availability. Yes. Emotionally and physically.
Yeah,
as much
emotionally
as
and physically.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I love that. Yes.
Yeah. I would say listening to them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Actively listening on top of it. Not just we said look over there. All right. So yeah, what would you say? Because we all get to that sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll say that a lot.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Go sit down.
Giving them your undivided.
Like, you're hell on fire. Okay. Wait a minute. You're hell on fire.
No, that's funny. Adaya was asking me something yesterday, and I was just agreeing to him. Like, yeah, you can do that. I said, wait, no. No, you can't do that.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, listening to him.
Gotta be listening. Attentive. You know, definitely being supportive, which is what we're kind of talking about in the sense too, being supportive. Mm-hmm. And then providing, you know, definitely providing.
Teach them about God.
Yes, well, you know, like I said, we're going to get there because that's narrowing it down. But something that everybody could agree with.
Right,
you know? We don't want to abuse them. I hope everybody could. That's a topic,
because some people don't even agree with spanking their kids.
Well,
and they think just the pump on the hand is abuse.
Yeah. Well, so you know, not abusing them to where, you know, it's psychologically.
Yeah,
physically.
Right.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's some people who don't think that you should.
Well,
even
touch that's what they think. But I'm perfectly fine, and I thank God for every single whooping that I got. Like I'm thankful to the core of my being.
Yes,
I'm thankful. I even bought my mama a new belt when I got grown. I was like, this is the place that you messed up on me, and please use that on my youngest little brother. Now let me stop. But seriously though, you know, I understand that.
Yes.
But in a general sense, we'll say this: it's good to be to have some type of
discipline,
guidance, right? Mm-hmm. Right? All right. So I think that's pretty good with defining a good parent, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to the other side of the spectrum. What would we define as bad parents? Like, what would be bad parenting? I would say
abuse.
And abuse. Yeah, that's good.
I feel like when you just allow your kids to do anything, say anything, watch anything, just allowing anything for
your
kids.
So lack of guidance, no guidance, or hardly, or, you know. Well, like I said, we're going to narrow this down because there's a lot of stuff that I could want to say on that. But we'll narrow it down as we get into the kingdom perspective.
But that's good, though.
That's really good. Yeah, lack of.
Whatever.
Yeah. Especially. What you got, bro?
Neglecting them, not feeding them.
Yeah,
you know.
Not caring, nurturing, you know. So basically a lot of the opposite things of what's good, if you do the opposite thing, that would be bad. Physical, verbal abuse, you know, and not listening and all that good stuff. All right, so when we start to look at this thing from a kingdom perspective, we get out of the general and we start narrowing down based on the godly, the biblical. And it gets a little bit different there, because in a narrow, you know, definition, a roundabout, I won't say narrow, a broad, that's what I mean. And a broad definition, a roundabout definition, we would say something like, oh, well, you know, guidance, you know, giving kids guidance. But in the kingdom, guidance looks specifically a certain way. And so, you know, if we were to define guidance from a spiritual standpoint, a kingdom standpoint, what does that guidance look like? What does that guidance, what does guidance look like as a parent when you're in the kingdom? Because it's going to look different than not being in the kingdom. There's some differences there. What are the differences as far as saying, okay, we're going to guide our children? Because a person that is just, you know, broadly giving their kid guidance, well, that guidance could be, you can do what you want to do. Or do what makes you feel right.
Right. So I would say referring back to the Word of God.
Bingo.
Because like you said, guidance could be any type of guidance. But that's for kingdom people, kingdom-minded believers, I say definitely referring back to the Word of God. And I also saying just being led by Holy Spirit, because that's a daily battle between your flesh and, you know, allowing the Spirit to lead you and take over and be, you know, be your guide, you know. So that's what I would say.
I agree. I agree. That biblical guidance. Let's see, this is the New King James Version. Proverbs 22:6, famous scripture, well, not famous, popular scripture. Train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. And I think that's important, because when you are a parent in the kingdom, you are given guidance, but you're guided yourself by God, by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, by the things of God. So you're not just guiding based on, you know, what your parents did or didn't do for you, and, you know, what you're feeling and not feeling, what you're seeing and not seeing. Because the Bible also tells us that, you know, the heart is deceitfully wicked. You know, so we can have a good thoughts and good, you know, good vibes and all that stuff, good energy, you know, towards our kids. But we can still be off, because there are things that we're pulling from that are emotion based,
definitely,
and not based on something that is not changing. Because, you know, God's word, that's what makes it so powerful and unique. It's it's the truth that doesn't change. It doesn't change up. You don't switch up because, well, now people saying this, so we're not gonna do that no more. We're gonna do this, or you know, or I'm feeling this now, so we're gonna do this now instead of do that. Like, no, the word of God is everlasting. The truth is there. So if we glean from that and we're guided by that, then we become a staple in our family.
Yeah.
And then through that staple, we can then create a foundation to raise our children up from it. Same thing, you know? And so that, I think that's why it's so important for us in the kingdom to do things just a little bit differently when it comes to that. You know, but when it comes to a lot of things, but especially guidance.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you said about the heart being deceitful, I know, like, you know, being a parent, like, there's been weeks where I've been on emotional roller coasters, but before I noticed, but like before I deal with the kids, that I'm like, I'm gonna have to reel this in, I'm gonna have to pray and, you know, ask God to help me in this moment, and, you know, to help, you know, me calm myself down. I'm gonna have to, you know read what his words, I'm gonna have to read it, you know, say I have the mind of Christ, you know, have to say those things to myself before I step out and handle them, because the way you treat your kids when you're in those times, being in your emotions, it does a lot to the kids. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're just allowing those moments to just happen and you're not being governed by Holy Spirit and you're not, you know, really taking that time to pull on the helper that's on the inside of you, you know, for help. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, those moments can be, what's the word? I guess those moments really matter the most, especially to the children, because right. like, say, you know, you have a time, a moment where you're in your emotions and like child's asking you a serious question. Mm-hmm. That could be the turning point of, you know, how they think about whatever they're trying to ask. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it's something as serious as like, I don't know, like me and Dad, we talked about Easter. And I guess, you know, at school, she asked me a question. Mm-hmm. She was like, Mama, what's Easter about? And I was like, I was on my phone and I was trying to do something. And in my mind, I wanted to just be like, all right, go. I'm trying to do something. I'm getting frustrated. Yeah. But I was like, it's about Jesus, how he died on the cross for our sins. I was like, you know the story. And she was like, no. At my school, they said it's about the Easter bunny and about eggs. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
I just had the same conversation with Casey the other day. Mm-hmm. He didn't have anything going on in school, but I just felt like, let me talk to him about the real meaning, because mm-hmm. I felt like, I mean, I think he knew. I said, did you know that? And he said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to discuss it, because I think a lot of times I do feel like I have to ask God to help me, because I feel like I'm governed sometimes in my emotions of how I feel. And I was telling him, like, even as of like last week, I'm like, I just feel so fatigued. Like, I don't feel like doing anything. I feel lazy. I just want to lay on the couch. And then Keilani's coming to me asking me stuff. But I'm like, okay, I have to put myself together for her sake, because I don't want her to, her memories of me is, oh, my mom is just laying around. Mm-hmm. Oh, she don't really want to deal with me. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, my mom is lazy. So I try to, you know, ask God to help me. And it really do take the strength of God, because sometimes I've suffered from like depression and anxiety and things, telling myself, like,
oh my God,
I'm not a good parent. Yeah. I can't do this. And I'm like, no, you can do this. You will. With the help of God, you will. And that goes for any parents dealing with anything as far as like their mental health or depression or anxiety. Like, God is the only person that can help you, especially when doing those tough times. Yeah. So, and it can affect your whole household, like the mom and the dad, but the parent's mood can affect the whole household.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And come in and like, whoa, sometimes I know you come in. Like, are you okay? Yeah. Is everything
all right? Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. And a lot lately, I've been apologizing.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, especially in times like I'm just super frustrated. I'm like, ah, stop it. No. And I'd be like, I apologize. I did not mean that. What did you want? Mm-hmm. You can ask me. You know, I'm thinking about, like, what if I stopped in that moment and, like, I just shooed her off and I just, you know, continued in my frustration instead of really having that conversation with her. Mm-hmm. I've told her the story, you know, Jesus dying on the cross for our sins and, you know, in 3 days he rose again. Mm-hmm. She knows it. She tells everybody else, but how easy it was for some other grown person to tell her it's about the Easter bunny and Easter eggs. Like, what if I didn't take that moment to really talk to her about it and answer her question and talk about, you know, she asked me, like, what is Easter about? She sound confused. And I'm like, you know this. I'm doing something right now. But you know?
You guys just hit the nail on the head. That's the spiritual standard from the kingdom perspective. Mm-hmm. The standard is I go to God, I give it to God, right. I allow God to conduct, to move, to maneuver, to guide. Because otherwise, what happens? I'm in my feelings about it. Or the universe has to check me. The ancestors have to check me. You know, whatever I read in society has to check me. No, I have a savior who loves me beyond anything else.
Yeah.
And who wants the best for me constantly that I can go to, and who will give it to me straight.
Yeah. You know,
and beautifully conduct all the things in my life and help me to see so that I don't struggle with those things that just get in my head, you know, or I don't find myself, you know, doubting and questioning yourself on certain things when God has already showed, you know, that's exactly where you need to be, you know, and then who is forgiving and loving when we do miss it.
Yeah.
Because we are human. So sometimes we do still in the midst of that, we'll miss it. you yeah. know? But he's right there mm-hmm. to say, okay, yeah, you went left, but let's get back right. It's okay.
Right.
You know, that's the importance of really having it. Now, I feel like you got something cooking on. You go hit me with something in a minute. Right. That's something. How you always do. You hit me with something. I'm like, oh, man.
That was crazy.
All right. So just scripture reference, Jeremiah 17 and 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Mm-hmm. And you know, just really, I think, of course, there are context stories and, you know, God is dealing with certain people and certain things during certain biblical times. But I think he was very strategic in how he said certain things because he really wanted to resonate with us to understand, like, this right here is something that can be a truth that you can reflect on for yourself for years to come, mm-hmm. generations to come.
Yeah.
Like, understand, I would not have specifically put these certain things in there if I wasn't trying to show you the characteristics of man versus the characteristics of God and how much better man can be when man is a reflection of God.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it comes to our character. And so that is to me the biggest portion of our faith, as far as trying to be kingdom citizens and live out this thing, and then that being reflective in our character, which also then in turn is reflective in our parenting.
Yeah. You just made me think of something, like, when you were talking, it just makes me think of the fact that, like, if we're, like, us as, you know, kingdom-minded people, the more and more, like, we show in front of our children and we portray that we're being led by our emotions, we're training them to be led by their emotions instead of to be being led by the Spirit of God. Because we can have times where we do mess up, where, you know, we are, you know, being led by our emotions. But I feel like even in that, they need to see us corrected. They need to see us be like, you know, they need to see us call on the name of the Lord. They need to see us, you know, reciting scripture. They need to hear apology, because I feel like if we don't and we just let these things go by, we're teaching them how to be led by their emotions.
Yes.
We're teaching them, training them how, like, not to handle their emotions the right way.
Yes.
You know, mishandling moments and stuff. And so I feel like that what you said was really, really important, because if we don't, we're just literally training them up to be led by their emotions.
Emotional, impulsive,
and all different types of stuff.
Yes. So we know that, you know, when it talks about flesh in the Bible, it shows us flesh is one of those things that is going to, it's like a consuming fire. Like, you can't quench it. You know, it's always going to want more and more.
Yeah.
And so because of that, it's important for us not to do things on the basis of flesh, because if we do, we will find ourselves going down a rabbit hole that never ends.
Yeah.
And it gets progressively worse. So you think about a person who is abusive. 9 times out of 10, they grew up in abuse. So abuse didn't just stop with them. It carried on to the next generation.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it might even get worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, because, you know, that's the pattern that we see. And so, you know, okay, let's not be as extreme and go to to abuse, but let's just say feelings and emotions, period. Okay, so I start out as a parent, and my child, my sons in particular, look up to me, and every time they see I'm mad and angry, I may not hit my wife, but I'm giving down her throat. I'm over her. I'm putting my finger in her face. I'm throwing stuff around the house and everything like that. So that's speaking to them. And it's telling them, okay, as a man, if I don't like something, this is how I control my atmosphere so that I can get what I like and what I want. I have to come in like this. But if the atmosphere is different, if I come in, okay, my wife and I have a disagreement, you know, we may, you know, have our little arguments or whatever. But at the end of the day, they see me treating her with respect. They see me, you know, communicating with her respectfully. And even if I do get out of pocket, they see me apologizing to her, loving on her and showing her, like, hey, I was wrong for that or whatever. Okay, now that speaks totally different to an atmosphere and to a young child that's looking like, oh, okay, if I don't like something, then I don't come in and do all these things. This is how I come in to get the atmosphere the way I want it. The same thing for a young lady, you know, anybody else that you can think of in that scenario, whether it be father to son to daughter, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I say son to daughter, but mother to daughter,
yes,
and then, you know, father to daughter, mother to son. But you're creating an atmosphere that says these are the things that you need to do in order to keep your atmosphere right. I think we've all probably experienced somebody that changes the atmosphere for the worse as soon as they come into it.
Man.
As soon as they come into it, you're like, man, good, great. It was sunny, and then they stepped in, and the rain cloud came in right behind them. Thunder, lightning,
the
whole
thing. So-and-so done walked in the door.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And that weighs on you. And when you're as impressionable as a child is, that can either be something that they say, I want to run away from that. I never want anything close to that. Or it may be, hey, oh, that's what I got to do in order to have people respect me. Right. And in order for me to get the attention that I want.
Right.
And that's the dangers of rolling in your emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because who really can control that at the end of the day? Once you get wrapped up in that, only God can help you.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain place. Therapy might help a little bit. But God, the only one that can change it at the root, to its core.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
And I even had, to be transparent, like, I was like, Lord, I'm always fussing. I'm always just fussing at my child. No wonder why she responded to me like that. Like, I'd be like, Adea, well, why didn't you do this? Well, I was trying. And so I started changing my approach to her. Like, sometimes it's a lot more difficult than other times. Because the kids be kidding. but no, God will have me to like take deep breaths, and he'll have me to ask her or talk to her in a different way. And like I said, I apologize. I apologize a lot. And I've noticed a change in her behavior. So instead of like the constant attitudes and stuff, like you see it. But she'll be like, she'll answer me a certain way, and she'd be like, oh, I apologize. I didn't mean to ask that way. It's just that I was really frustrated. I noticed she started doing that even more. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, Holy Spirit went again.
That's right.
Holy Spirit went again.
We love those wins, man, because it sets us up to win again.
Yeah.
You know, that's why playing the game of flesh, like it gets to be a losing game, because you can never do enough. You know, okay, we get by this time. Then next time, you know, it's more than, oh, I got to give them cookies. Now they want cookies and cake to do the right thing. You know, so we can't just, oh, well, I'll bribe them along. Or okay, well, I start putting them in the corner. Okay, and every time they do something wrong that I don't like, you know, you look at me wrong. Okay, go over there in that corner. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that corner get wore out after a while. Okay, well, now I'm gonna have to beat you and send you to the corner. Okay, well, now I got to keep you from eating and beat you and put you, you know what I mean? You know, it gets worse and
but
worse.
But on the flip side, I noticed, like, with me, sometimes I can be, I feel like I fuss sometimes, but sometimes I kind of let my kids, like, okay, it's all right, you know, be nonchalant about stuff. But I had to ask God to help me to be more stern, especially with Kingston, because I don't think I was, sometimes I'm not as stern as I should be. And I noticed, like, with him, like, when I am more stern, he takes me a little bit more serious. Like, oh, she's serious. And then he'll come give me a hug. I'm like, how you gonna do that?
I love you.
I'm trying to do it again,
but I ask God, like, give me a balance. Like, I know sometimes, I do need to be a little bit more stern or more, handle situations a little bit differently.
And she gets upset with me when I be like, I need you to, because she's like, no, if you say it, I'm like, yes, if I say it, but I want to be at work,
but
and you say it.
Yes, which is true, but I do think a lot of parents have to be in agreement, and the kids have to see that both parents are on the same page as
I agree.
I do think.
Because what
when
it
they
is,
see one, I'm doing this, and then daddy or daddy's doing this, and mommy's not, it's like, okay, well, I can get away with this, but this one I can't. So I do think it's important for both parents to
and
be on the same page.
And that's why I say it's just confirming what's already been said.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, because, okay, I say it, but then when you say it, you don't get the same respect. Mm-hmm. Like, no, huh? If I say it or she say it, it's been said.
Yes.
And what we're saying is the same thing. Yep. We're not saying two different things. Mm-hmm. We're not on two different sides of the spectrum. Like, no, we're both coming from the same place. So then if it's, oh, I told him and he still didn't, okay, now I can come behind him and say, okay, next time she say it, you better do it.
Yeah.
You know? And then the fact that, like you say, you being more firm with it, it's not like, well, it's not an open-ended, what, will you please, or hey, can you? It's like, no, go and do these things, you know? Mm-hmm. I need you to understand the power of that, because at the end of the day, I don't want people to just be able to rule over you, but I want you to know how to, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do in a situation where you might be dealing with authority.
Right, yeah.
And handle it respectfully.
Oh, you can't go to work and tell your boss no. Like,
exactly. Yeah. You no, can't go to the post no. and say, I am going to run every red light today so I can get to work. Thank you.
Right.
And then take it's off. Just, like, no,
you know,
it doesn't work
it's
that
a
way.
Certain level. You know, authority right. should be.
And it's respect given and respect right. gained at yes. the same time. And so that's all we're trying to do is lay that foundation out to say, okay, we're trying to make you the type of person that can get along in any situation mm-hmm. you need to be in.
Yeah.
But then assert yourself when you need to assert yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, definitely. You know, we don't want you to be a pushover, somebody mm-hmm. that just get looked over either. Mm-hmm. You know, so that balance is delicate. And it's not always easy, especially when you start empowering them with certain things. It's like, oh, Lawson, I never told you. You know, but I started with stuff small. I just give an example of how we did things. I started with small things because this is what I saw coming up. Okay, my parents told us what we were going to eat. They told us what we were going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Then I had some cousins on, you know, on a certain side of the family that they told the parents what they were going to eat, and they told the parents what they were going to do yeah, in general.
Yeah.
Once we got to be teenagers, I saw the respect level almost completely disappear, not just for their parents, but for authority, period.
Well, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
certain ones, yeah, because they just knew, okay, that one I can't push. So certain mm-hmm. ones could say something, and they like, either I'm going to get away from you or I'm going to do it because I don't want to deal with you. But most of the time, it became a situation where it was like, oh, you don't tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. So then as I got even older, I realized, okay, there's a balance there that I like from where my parents came from, but I'll do it just a little differently because I was almost grown before I realized that, hey, I have choices that I can make that's best for me. Right. And so, you know, the ability to choose, because it came along at such a late age and the understanding of that, I got myself into some things just kind of flowing with it instead of questioning certain stuff. And so I kind of wish that I'd have had a little more balance there.
Yeah.
So I realized that. But I also realized the importance of not giving too much freedom and having some, you know, some guidance there to say, okay, you can't just do what you want to do.
Right. Yeah.
So we started small. You know, at first, to a certain age, we would tell them what they were going to get as far as like going to a drive through a restaurant or something like that, or just what we're going to eat. Then we got to a place to where I said, okay, I'm going to open the menu up, but these are your options. I'm giving you the two or three choices. Right. Because we're not going to be here all day trying for you to figure out. Or if, like my oldest tried to, he said, well, my mom give me the big people meal. When you ain't getting no big people meal today, you still young enough to get that good old Happy Meal. That's what you gonna get to be happy with. Now, you can get cheeseburger, you can get a chicken nugget. You got two whole choices there. What you want, the bird or the cow? You know, basically just trying to say, okay, I'm helping you to understand.
Yeah.
That you have the ability to make some decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to decide for yourself, like, okay, because once you make that decision, we get to the window.
Yeah.
You no longer can change it. Why? Because you got to understand there's consequences when you make a choice. Because sometimes you make the type of choice where there's no going back.
Right.
It's already been done. The thing is done. Boom, you've chosen it.
Yes. And when I worked at Hardee's, people would come to the window. Can I add?
No,
you cannot.
Don't be that
person. I don't want this no more.
Yeah.
I forgot. I'm
like, and if I could have a dollar for every time one of the kids, you know, they get home like, I don't know if I wanted that. Like, well, you chose it.
Right. Man.
So
my dad does that.
Now you're
going to
eat it and you're going to enjoy it.
I don't want chicken nuggets anymore.
Yeah.
Dad takes her power of decision making to another level. One day we'll get her something, she'll eat it. You have leftovers the next day. I don't like this. Okay. I'd be like, now I know.
I know you don't like
it. I know.
It you like
She's like, well, I decide not to like it today. That's her thing. Or the next day, well, I decide to like it again. Like, well, yeah, we're going to break this indecisiveness.
But I mean, you know, even as far as like, you know, you get to a certain place, say, okay, now that we understand how to dress, I'm going to allow you to pick up. But here's the caveat. Here's the thing. But if I don't like it, I was like, okay, keep the shorts, change the shirt. And she do this with the kids a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that because You know, me, I'd be like, look, you comfortable, you clothed.
No,
and if you clean, you gotta be clean too. She'd be like, what is that? Ooh, no, don't change that whole situation. I'd be like, well, you heard him. Go ahead.
You let my baby go to school like that? He's like, what's wrong? You need to clean clothes?
It's got to be right.
You know, now
it looked fine to me.
The hoodies in the summertime was one where I was like, come on, bro. Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Really, man? We're going to have a hoodie on right now.
I don't know what's going on with the hoodies. Like,
we got the air on. Why are you concerned with the air? You got an old hoodie on.
Again, it all goes back to guidance.
Guidance. Started to give them choices and allowing them to exercise certain things, but still guidance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 110%. You know, it's marinating over there. I know it is.
Just chilling.
Yeah. Just chilling.
I say also my biggest thing too with guiding Adea, a lot of people don't understand it, especially it's a certain community, you know, like how we would say, well, I don't like how you said that because it made me feel this way. Or you talking back. You talking back, you know. But I allow Adea the space to say, because I don't know if you know anything about Adea, they say it how it come out. You know, I don't like that. You know,
yeah.
I had to be like, Adea, like, you can't talk to an adult like that. But what you can say is, the way that you yelled at me or the way that you talked to me made me feel this way, and it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm teaching her, I'm trying to guide her on how to express herself instead of saying, I don't like that. You trying to force me to do this.
Yeah.
You trying to force me to do that.
Yeah.
So I have to take time with her and be like, Adea, this is not how you talk to adults, but what you can do is this. I will be more likely to, you know, reason or sympathize with you, see where you're coming from, and see how I can change whatever I said or whatever I did. You know, I said, because when you go around other people, you go to school, they may not perceive it that way. They may or may not. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I don't know different communities, but I know from, you know, people in my family, they be like, you don't talk to me like that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't talk back. Oh, you back talking?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, my feelings is hurt.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
And you know what? That's valuable all within itself, being able to teach a child how to properly express themselves. Because, without being disrespectful. It is my duty, I feel like, as a dad, to teach my children how to tell a person off respectfully. because sometimes you just need to say the right things at the right time to get the right results. But you can always do it in a respectful manner.
Definitely.
And you know, a lot of times it comes from what is the source of it. Because if you're angry or you're trying to you're trying to be smart, a smart aleck or whatever, then it's gonna come out like that. But if you truly just say, listen, something ain't right and I don't agree with it and this is why, then I'm genuinely coming to you with the heart of a brother saying, listen, I just want the situation to be right for everybody.
Yeah.
Now, because I'm coming from that position, you might not like the questions that I have to ask, or you might not like the things that I pose in this scenario.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna do it respectfully.
Right.
You know? So we might have a situation where you don't like what I'm about to say.
And that's it.
But I'm not trying to cater to your feelings so much as I'm just trying to be respectful.
Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
And get to the right, solution, whatever that is. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what makes the conversation about anything so hard for a believer today.
Definitely.
Because anytime you say something other than exactly what the other person wants to hear, you're being,
exactly.
you're hateful, you're anti this, you're anti that, you're phobic this, phobic that, you're judging, all of that stuff. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. We're simply having a conversation and I don't agree with something. Now, you might not like the questions I pose and you don't have to answer them.
Right.
But I'm not coming at you like you're the worst thing in the world. No, I'm just saying I don't agree with that.
Right.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I say, it's my mission. I got to teach my kids, like, there's a certain way that you can do it to where once people walk away, they're like, man, they cut me all the way up. but there was no scene made.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was no scene caused, you know? And then they have to think, dang, it could have went a lot worse than what it did.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel like they were trying to damage me. They really had a genuine concern.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, are you still going to have some foolish people that still want to try to argue up and down? Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the world. That's how they do things. But we're different when it comes to the kingdom. Mm-hmm. We're different. So that's why sometimes I look and I see people's approach with certain things. I'm like, what you're saying is correct, but the way you're saying it,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it's a lot of anger.
Need some seasoning.
Emotion, right. You know what I'm saying? A lot of flesh coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that 9 times out of 10, the person on the other side who probably don't want to hear the message anyway, is definitely close, not going to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I definitely want to intersect that. I want to talk on the behalf of step parents.
All right, good. Say it, bro.
That's good.
Because you know you step in a role where maybe you don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have kids, but now you're taking on more kids. We're talking about guidance to somebody else's kids that are not really your DNA.
Yes, sir.
But of course, you know, as we get closer to our spouse or to the woman that we love, they become who we are.
That's right. That's right.
And
the atmosphere you set for your house.
Yeah, man. Yes, they begin to shift.
Yes, sir.
But it's in a place of learning them. So I can't just seek God to how to talk to them, but I also got to learn them.
That's good, bro.
I gotta know their habits. I got to know what they like. I got to know, because how can I teach them if I don't know them?
That's right.
You know, so that piece of learning our children, even as they grow, because as they grow, they're going to change.
Their
habits are going to change. Their likes are going to change. So I got to know you.
That's right.
I got, even though you came from me, and even in a piece of you didn't come from me,
mm-hmm.
I got to learn you. I got to take the time out to learn.
Yes, sir.
Even in that learning process, they got to continue to learn us.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, I can even go as far as to say our kids know us better than we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's so true because you know,
they see us in an unbiased light.
Yes.
Yeah.
You at home. Like they know your mood. They know what you're gonna say. Even Dea, she be like, I'm finna go ask dad. Never mind, I ain't finna go ask daddy. You might say no. Like, you know.
Yeah. And I hate that. I hate when they come to that conclusion. But sometimes I be thinking, dang, they right though.
They won't ask you at all, or they'll come ask me, or I'll get a text. I'm like,
It's so funny. They have been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you asked him, didn't you? You came and asked me. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I know it. Or she'll be like, mama, can I have candy? And he done been in the back, and I know I saw her walk from the back. I'd be like, did you ask him? Oh, no, yeah. I'd be like, yeah. She'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, you can't do that. Or if we in the store and like she know I told her, Dea, no, you cannot have this. I'm not buying that. Mm-hmm. She'll go to him and be like, Daddy, can I have one of these? I never had one of these.
I never had one of these.
And then I hear her and I'd be like, you do this too often. Uh-huh. Too often. So she know, like, if I'm aggravated, I'm going to go ask my daddy if my mama aggravated. Or she'd be like, he said no. Let me ask her in a different way. She know. She know.
Kids,
or she'd be like, daddy just walked in the house from work. He looked tired. Let me go ask my mama.
Mm-hmm. I love kids, man. Like, it made me think about when Kylan was little. He come and say things like, oh, man, I never had that before.
Yeah.
I wonder what that tastes like.
It's always that.
You're not coming right out to ask it. It's like, you know, then finally he might work his way up to, can I have a bite? You know,
yeah.
He got to like, you know, linger around and throw hints first. You know?
It's always, but, I ain't never had that before.
Yeah.
It's always that.
Daddy, I'm so hungry. No. He's hit me with this. Daddy, my stomach hurting.
Yeah.
I like, your stomach hurting. Yeah, it's hurting real bad. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, maybe you need to go lay down. I think I'm hungry. I said, well, wait a minute. If your stomach hurting, you don't need to eat. So are you having a stomach ache, or are you just hungry? I'm just hungry. Okay, yeah. Say that.
Just say it. Don't just try, ask.
Because see, it's so funny how manipulation and certain things are just a natural part of us.
Yes. Yeah.
You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We were born and shaped it in iniquity. Like that sinful nature is one that it does. It manipulates. It deceives to mm-hmm. try to get what it wants. So we have to teach even those in those little moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have Definitely. To teach how, no, let's just be honest and direct about what we want. Now, will you always get a yes? No. Mm-hmm. But that's better than you sitting up there putting in all that work and you still don't get what you want, you
right.
know, or you take it in some type of deceitful way, like you go sneak it or whatever. Now you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Now the two or three other times that you might have could have got it, but now yep. it's null and void because you done messed up. You know, mm-hmm. now the refrigerator locked up. You know,
yeah.
Now, but I say no sometimes, not because in this day I just don't want you to have candy. I'm saying no because of the 132 other times that you're going to ask for candy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because you yep. cannot have candy exactly. every time you want candy. Yeah. I'm
Breakfast,
sorry.
Breakfast, lunch,
cannot.
And dinner?
Right.
Yeah. No.
You know, so it, those other 132 times, I am preserving for a couple of yeses to fall in place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if I just say yes every time, you are not going to do anything else but eat candy. And that's just it. And that's part of the goddess part. Yeah. You know yep. what I'm saying?
And another thing, Adaya likes to do this too, and I feel like it's manipulation. She'll be like, Mama, can I have this? No. Mama, can I have this? No. Mama, can I have this? Maybe. Yes, you always say maybe. And I love you for that. And I'll just be like, you know what? No. No. Yes, you always say maybe. So sarcastic. Like, no. Mm-mm, can't have it.
Go ahead, babe. Yes.
No, I was just going to say I was completely in agreement with what Elijah was bringing up as far as being a step parent and having to learn your stepchildren, because mm-hmm. even though when I married you, I took them on, of course, as my children as well. But it is, you do have to learn.
Yes.
Learn your kids. And I'm thankful that I met them when they were younger as opposed mm-hmm. to older, because it was a lot easier. But even yeah. now, though, it's like every time I turn around, I'm like, whew, it's like a, especially as they get older mm-hmm. and becoming into, you know, teenagers and stuff, it's like a revolving door. Like, I'm always learning new things and mm-hmm. trying to keep up. But also, sometimes I feel like I don't want to overstep my boundaries because they're, you know, their moms are very active in their lives as well. Mm-hmm. It's not like you were, you know, their parent, yeah. their mom wasn't yeah. there. So I have to kind of be like, okay, I have to parent when they're here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just finding the balance as
and,
well.
And
so,
what I love good. About my wife is she did a beautiful job of allowing that to develop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm yeah. saying? She didn't rush it. She didn't push it. She didn't force it. And she didn't insert herself in no baby mama drama.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that was hard for me because in certain ways, I was like, look, we right, they wrong, that's it. You know?
No, I'm a woman and I'm a mom.
Yeah,
so
she was like, look, I know that they didn't do it right, but that's the heart of a mother.
Or they just did it differently than what we
well,
would do.
Yeah, didn't do it right. But, but you know, you're right, just did it different. But she had to teach me the heart of a woman saying, or a mother saying, okay, maybe it's not everything that you think it is, mm-hmm. you know? And okay, while I agree the approach could have been different or whatever, let's try to get to the source of why these things were happening and why these things were said a certain mm-hmm. way.
Yeah.
And that's a discipline I did not want at the time because mm-hmm. I felt like, look, it's black, white.
Yeah,
we don't have to do gray. Why we doing gray? It's black or white. You know, she's like, no, there's some gray in there. I'm a mom, I'm a woman. Well, you know, and especially once she became a mother. Like,
yeah. Because I wasn't
more,
a mother when I yeah, met your kids.
It became more that. Instinctive. But, well, I say that in saying this, when you got to know Kylan, because
yes.
even mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. you birthed one, like you, when you got to really know what it was like to, mm-hmm. to take care of, mm-hmm. you know, our son, like, it was a beautiful thing just watching your heart change. And he's like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm seeing things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see it from that perspective.
Yeah.
I'm a dad. I could talk to another dad, but yeah. I couldn't talk to a mother because that's a different dynamic. And
yeah.
I'm one of those guys who I don't believe that one is more important than the other.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I do understand that neither one could take the place of the other.
Oh, no.
Neither one. You know what I'm saying? So for all the single moms out there, kudos. All the single dads out there, kudos. But the heart of any person should be for a child to be well-balanced and have mother and father.
Yeah. That's right.
Because that's what they need. You know, a mother and a father don't have to be biological, just as long as they're getting both perspectives
yeah.
on parenting, because it's different, you know. And so I thank God for her because she helped me in that sense. to say, okay, yeah, these are things that you need to seek God about and how you're dealing with these people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I say these people. Let me correct myself. The mothers of my children.
Yes.
Because they are beautiful. Yes. They are wonderful.
Yes.
And they are very necessary mm-hmm. in the lives of my children.
Yeah.
And I would not take that back for anything. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we had to build a village to where everybody could be respected and everybody could understand this is a different, unique situation.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
And it took a special person coming in, being who she needed to be, balancing both sides mm-hmm. of the emotional equation out to be able to say, okay, this is how this thing's going to flow together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then me as a man being in agreement to see both spectrums and saying, okay, this is how we're going to work this thing out. You know what I'm saying? And thank God we're at a good place,
yeah,
a great place, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And heck, it's I think amazing. At this point, honestly, if I was to come to my kids, especially Colin, you know, the older ones, Colin and Kamaya and Kenley, and say, hey, y'all, I'm done with Krista. I'm through. They'd be like, what is your problem?
Yeah.
Where's Krista? Yeah. We need to talk to her. Daddy tripping.
Like, hey, talk to you.
He talking crazy. Where is she at? We need to talk to her. Like, I'm serious, because that's how much love and respect and reverence that they have for her, because she has become right. who she's become in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen them respond to her in ways that I like, especially my girls. I like, man, I never get that right. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I thank God for her. And it's just a beautiful thing. But like you said, she took the time to get to know them.
Yeah.
She took the time to get to know me. And she even took the time to get to know their mothers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard situation. That's not easy. That took time.
I was so dead set on it not being any drama. Like, mm-hmm. I'm the most drama-free person I think I am, except when it comes to him. But I do not like confrontation. I do not like drama. And so when I came into the situation, I was like, we're not doing this. Like, I absolutely am not. Mm-hmm. So it just like,
oh, she pulled me back in a bunch of times. I was like, that's it. I'm going over there. Mess everybody up. She was like, hold
miss
up.
Miss everybody.
No, destroy my peace.
Come here. No, we're going to pray about it. We're going to let God handle it. And it's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful for that, you know, because it does. It's different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so different. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, golly, like, look how this thing is flowing.
Yeah.
You know, Colin, my oldest, is showing my age a little bit here, but he's about to go to college. And it's like, man, look what we did.
Yeah, man.
You know, it took all of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to see the appreciation that his mom has for our side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then vice versa. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Now, is it always peaches and cream? Nah, but it's always either or. It's either some peaches and some cream.
Yeah.
Or
always either or, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's always something good that at the end of the day comes out of it. But we had to grow to get there.
Right.
You know, we did. We had to grow to get there.
Yes.
And everybody had to prioritize the kids.
Right. Because that's also all about the kids.
That's right. That's right. God first for us, then the kids and the children. Because God has to show us how to do
right.
that.
That's right.
That's what he did for us.
Yeah. I do feel like as far as that the kids' piece, there has to be a consistency of maintenance.
Oh, man.
When it comes to guidance.
Yes, sir.
Because guess what? When they go over there, they might feel like they can do anything they want to. So they want to go over there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they come over here, they know we're going to pray. They know we're going to talk about God.
That's right.
You know, we're going to pray.
We're going to be up at 10 o'clock, you know, praying.
That's so good, bro. In order to have good navigational skills, you got to know where both roads go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And which means you got to spend a good amount of time on each street. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're over there and they're traveling that road all the time, they're not gonna know this role, or they're not gonna want to respect this role, because that's all they want to know.
Yeah.
And both parents, both sides have to respect that, you know, as long as the obligation is the safety and the security of the child.
Yes.
Right.
That's got to be in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that role leads to destruction, and we even say it, not even just spiritually, we'll just keep it at physically, you
right.
know,
yeah.
like if that leads to a physical destruction in some kind of way, you're not getting fed, you're not getting clothed, you're not getting bathed, you're not getting taken care of properly, then okay, yeah, we got a problem with that street,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just the differences of opinions, if it's just the differences of religion or spirituals, you know, spirituality, then okay, that's one where we can say, I respect your street as long as you respect mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Because then when my child gets old enough, I've trained them up in the way they should go. And I know that my Bible tells me that when they get old enough, they won't depart from it. Mm-hmm. Meaning they won't just say that street never existed.
Right.
And now that I'm no longer forced to be on it, I won't be on it at all. No, it's always going to be in your heart.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know the way. I showed you.
Right.
You know, so yeah, you got two influences playing in your life. And yeah, mm-hmm. you're going to make some mistakes and you're going to, you know, try this and try that. But at the end of the day, I know that I planted the seeds of salvation in
yeah.
your life.
Oh, yeah.
The seeds of godliness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it play out in my atmosphere when you were in my home and you yeah. saw what God can do.
Yes.
So now I got to let you grow and learn and go out there and do your own thing. But don't try to take my street away
yeah.
because it disagrees with the things on your road. And
yeah.
that goes for the person who is the believer
okay.
as well. Because mm-hmm. there were times where I wanted to say, no, shut all that down. Mm-hmm. Y'all not doing that. Not with my kid. And it's like, wait
yeah.
a minute. It's her kid too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
yeah.
You mean to tell me? And then I had to have a conversation with the late, great Johnny Mooney, my father. Because my dad, I'm going to tell you, he was the funniest cat. My dad would be seething sometimes when he would see my son have to go with his mom. The reason why is because at that time we had a difference of opinion mm-hmm. as far as certain things, you know. And he would hear certain music when they pulled up and, you know yeah. certain vibe would be there. And he'd just be like, oh, no, gritting it to my grandson, I love you, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as they pull out, he's like, why that got to happen? I'm like, Dad, because see, we never had that issue because my mom and dad had all of us together in
yeah.
the household.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what it was like to parent out of two situations.
Yeah.
yeah.
So as God dealt with me, I then had to turn around and help my father understand. Like, I have to allow that to happen because
yeah.
that's her baby, too. I can't tell her how to do things in her house.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't tell her who to be involved with and how to, you know,
yeah.
I can't do that. As much as I want to say, when you got my son right, don't you listen to this? Don't you do that? I can't.
Yeah.
And I have to respect the fact that that is a person who at the end of the day, when they have my child, I have to trust that God is with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
At all times. And that I'm teaching my child right, what I feel like is right. And when they get to a certain age, that they'll make the proper choices based on their relationship with God.
Yes.
So it was very, very difficult. So I'm sitting there and I'm having to calm my dad down so he don't like chase after the car.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, it's okay. He's going to be all right. Because
mm-hmm.
guess what? Okay, you doing things your way, but here's where I'm holding you accountable. But make sure I sound good. And
yeah.
then she's saying the same thing to me. You better make sure I said,
yeah.
okay, great. So mm-hmm. that's where the accountability lies right there.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
with the making sure that the child is okay. We have a difference in, you know, philosophy as far as certain things, parenting, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. But at the end of the day, are they clothed? Are they fed? Are they bathed? Are they loved? Are they nurtured? Properly
yeah.
taken care of.
That's good.
Okay. And we can get along right there.
Then we're good, yeah.
And then I'm trusting God that he's still working on you. Is he still working on me? You know what I'm saying? But anywho,
yes.
I think this has been a good one. We've
yes,
been
it
on
has
it for
been
a minute.
One.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a deep subject.
Amen.
I think we should tackle that all by itself.
What?
Co-parenting.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, co-parenting. Because it's a thing all by itself. It really is.
It is.
And it's interesting, though, because he can talk about
gosh.
It from the father's standpoint.
Mm-hmm. You can talk about it from the mother's standpoint.
But then y'all can talk about it from the...
Yeah, mother and father. Yes, definitely.
I feel like God had to get on me the other day. I asked him... a question that I probably should have been asking the other one. I was like, hey, what you think about her going over there? He was just like... And I was like, man, maybe I shouldn't have. Yeah. Let me straighten up, act right.
You know, I
yeah, she can come over.
Remove
this nervousness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being co-parenting.
God said, it is not your opinion of them.
Yeah.
It is the part that they play in the life of your child.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I had to let that go.
Yeah.
Because I had an opinion that I felt like was best for my child. And he was like, no, because if they pull back all of your covers, there's some things that they cannot be in agreement with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they got a right to.
Right.
So here's the thing. Don't base it off of what you think of them.
Yeah.
Base it from what the child needs.
Right. Yeah.
I say, okay, yeah. God, I'll do that. because my son needs his mother. And we've grown, like, all of this is past tense. We've all grown from, you know, because I wasn't the same guy. I'm not the same guy that I was. And you know, his mom, not the same person that she was. So this is like past tense. He's 18 now. This was when he was a baby, you know, and we were going through these things. And God has grown us and shown us along the way. And we've grown to respect each other in that sense. And I love that. It's like, man, we got a healthy respect for one another, even the differences. But it had to take some time and some growth. And you have to reposition your thought process when it comes to the other side of the equation.
Yeah.
Which, once again, is tough.
It is. I can't even see
Yes. But, bro, go ahead, pray us out, man. You know how we do. We got to end it right. The same way we began.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for what has been said. We pray that someone has gained clarity, not just from us, but from your word and what you have said through us. And we pray, God, that their response will be yes and amen. And it is so. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. 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 Till the next time, y'all. What do we call this? What we
getting
call
it.
Getting it.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all been getting it, right?
Yeah.
Let's keep getting it.
We're still getting it.
Yeah.
Got no choice but to get it.
No choice.
Amen. Amen. Till next time, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.